8:11 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday. And on this particular Friday, it's time for another edition of Consolidation Countdown on Connect FM. You know, the countdown to consolidation of the city of Dubois and Sandy Township into the new city of Dubois municipality is at a little less than 8 months now. It's on January the 5th, 2026, that consolidation is going to take hold and become official. And each month this year, we've been talking with some of the key individuals connected with the process of consolidation to get their insight and perspective. And today, our topic of consolidation countdown is Dubois area businesses and the local business climate and an economy as that consolidation approaches. And so no better guest than today than to have Jody August with us. You know Jody as the director of the Greater Dubois Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. Jody, welcome.
Hey, welcome, Dan. I'm happy to be here.
Great.
I always enjoy our talks. Obviously, I love to talk about our community.
We don't want to mislead anyone. They might be thinking, well, it must be a Monday morning. No, you've made it to the end of the week. It is Friday, and we're very excited about being able to have this opportunity. You know, Jody, we're fortunate to get those frequent updates from you about the Dubois Chamber and local business developments every Monday, as we do. But maybe it would be good to refresh our listeners' thinking by explaining the purpose of the organization that you direct, which is, of course, the Greater Dubois Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development.
Well, thanks, Dan. I appreciate this opportunity. There may be different listeners today on a Friday when I'm here on a Monday. So, you know, to explain what the Chamber of Commerce is, you know, we have the umbrella of the U.S. Chamber, which I always say the U.S. Chamber fights those heavy political battles at the much higher level. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Pennsylvania State Chamber. And the Pennsylvania State Chamber, of course, represents our state and the businesses in our state, and they also help drive different directions. But me at the Greater Dubois Chamber of Commerce and my board of directors, we are focused on our community at large, the community that we were assigned to serve, which is about 14 municipalities.
Okay.
Now, those 14 municipalities do encompass Sandy Township and Dubois, which is the largest population.
Exactly.
So, so we're excited to be here in our community. And we think that our Chamber of Commerce and our board has done a good job at making sure that our community knows that we are a privatized business organization and that our primary objective is to make sure that we have a strong business climate, strong businesses, a strong economy. And, you know, it's tough in rural communities.
Sure.
So everything that we do at the Chamber of Commerce is about our local businesses. And we do a little bit of advocacy work, but we do not do the same work as the U.S. Chamber and the State Chamber. Our focus is here.
Good. And it's great to get that description and reminder, refresher on what the Dubois Chamber is all about. You know, Jody, healthy businesses and a growing local economy is such a major aspect of the consolidation process and moving forward as we're going to do. So in a way, as you just mentioned, I suppose the chamber has always worked for city and township businesses as if they were already one municipality. But as we enter this time of consolidation, what do you see as being the new and exciting potential that official consolidation will bring to the Dubois business community?
Well, I'm personally, you know, and not speaking on behalf of my membership because I try really hard not to do that.
Okay.
Personally, I feel that it's going to make our area stronger. I think that allowing new people and fresh ideas with a different mindset, maybe, you know, we've all used the word unity. You know, we want to unite. And you're correct. Our chamber doesn't see those boundaries.
Right.
In fact, our chamber doesn't even recognize county lines.
Okay.
So I'm very excited to hopefully leave the past in the past and become more progressive and have a new group of people that really want to take our community to the next level. And like I said, it's very hard in rural communities.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you and I are one of them. I'm going to say the word aging too, which I know sometimes scares me. I know. Yeah, we're aging. But it's very hard in rural communities with an aging population to get out of our own way. Yeah. You know, like, you know, it's time that we become more progressive and look forward to the future. And I hope with the consolidation and us being, you know, we're still going to be a third class city.
True.
Because, you know, if you look those guidelines up, it's all based on population. So my hope is that we'll have a different and better vision and that we can leave the past in the past to become more progressive.
Now, as we look ahead, as the new consolidated municipality, are there any types or categories of business that you think are going to expand or flourish within that new construct and beyond?
So, you know, I look at workforce numbers all the time for, say, North Central Pennsylvania, which again is very rural. You know, 18% of our population works in healthcare in those counties. 16% work in healthcare. So in rural communities like ours, manufacturing and healthcare are always going to be primary. But things that industries that I see that have really changed and pivoted, you know, since pandemic. I hate that word pivot too, but education has changed, technology has changed, yeah, and agriculture has changed.
Sure.
And those three industries have changed so much because of technology and because of what we've already gone through. But, you know, it used to be businesses who sponsored the most things were in healthcare and education.
Yeah.
Well, those industries, those workforces have been hurt so much that we have migrated more towards technology has taken that leap forward, should I say. And I think that fiber and mobile and tech and subscriptions and anything app-based, yeah, and internet-based has really taken the lead as far as industries go. I feel that our community, being so rural, we need to be more open to the changing technology and allow it to come to our area.
Yeah, sure. So,
and that will help our economic growth.
I do know, you know, when you gave that number on manufacturing, I think that's a pretty strong number. And of course, the powdered metal and pressed metal industry in this area is probably a large factor in that, right?
Yes. You know, we've been concerned lately about the potential closure of Penn State Dubois.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
one of the calls that I was on just last week with the Board of Trustees is they actually made the comment of, you know, Penn State Dubois sits in the powdered metal capital of our state.
Exactly.
And, you know, between Clearfield, Jefferson, and Elk County, again, even North Central, that's 18% of our workforce.
Yeah.
So we can't, I mean, we are in a nice spot with powdered metal.
We sure
and, are. And a lot of product comes out of our counties in this part of the state. So I always see good things happening with manufacturing. My hope is that our local powdered metal companies stay on the cutting edge with technology, mm-hmm, because there is so much more available. And me personally, I feel like our chamber has changed every aspect of the way we operate in the last 12 years since I've been there. I can't imagine what it's like for these manufacturing companies to stay on the cutting edge all the time, because yeah, it's constantly changing.
It's hard.
And yeah, there's just, it's very difficult to keep up with. And I think that they've struggled with workforce. So you need people to stay up with technology.
Yeah. So, you know, our conversation is hitting that fact that change, just like consolidation, is never easy. It's difficult, right, as human beings to change. So what kind of challenges does the Dubois Sandy Township consolidation present for local businesses or the economic climate, if any?
You know, again, I think a lot of the challenges are many times us getting out of our own way and allowing change to happen. You know, and maybe it happens gradually or naturally. I feel like rural communities sometimes stay stuck in time. And because it's safe there, it's safe for us to stay where we're at, and that's the only way we know.
Yeah.
And it takes so much work to move forward and make those changes. And you do have to have the right people in the right places. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to the consolidation happening to see how we can progress and how we can move forward and how we can not stay stuck in time. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's certain small towns, historic small towns, which I love our history. Don't take that the wrong way. History is a big part of our communities.
Sure.
But instead of focusing so much on the history of it, we need to start thinking how we can move ahead and how we can get out of that past to be better.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that. We need to wrap things up, Jody, and we're going to do that by me asking you, what is your Chamber's board vision of the future for the DuBois area business community and economy? Anything you can tease us with as any big plans in the works?
You know what? Yes, I will tease a little bit. Not only am I the executive director of the DuBois Chamber, but I'm also the executive director of the DuBois Area Economic Development Corporation and our EDC, which, you know, is focused on revolving loans for small businesses. We actually want to become a bit more progressive and we want to go after certain things in our community that would be that economic boost.
Yeah.
We have a couple projects in mind that I would love to mention. The funding sources aren't quite there yet, so I can't make a full announcement. But I'm very, very pleased with my boards, both Chamber and EDC. And I do feel like I have the best support system and the right people at the table to make some really great things happen, hopefully within the next year or two.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting, Jody, and we are appreciative of the fact that not only have you shared with us today, but you're here every Monday morning, or most every Monday morning. You will be this next Monday morning, even after Mother's Day.
That's right.
To keep us on the cutting edge, right, of what's going on in the DuBois community. So, Jody, thank you so much again for sharing your time with us and your insight. And by the way, wish you a happy Mother's Day a couple days early here.
Well, thanks, Dan. I look forward to being back on Monday.
All right. We'll see you then. And that's been Jody August on today's Consolidation Countdown on Connect FM.